Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Podcast, we're going to be looking at the question, which is, why does my content get more reach on TikTok over Instagram? And actually, what I want to talk about within this question is unpack a little bit more detail on this, of why is it that your content is getting potentially more reach on one platform like Instagram or TikTok versus the others? Because this is pretty much across the board, that you might be getting more views on Instagram than TikTok, or TikTok than Instagram, or YouTube Shorts or Facebook Reels, and it's understanding all that. So we're going to unpack that for you now. Now, this has actually come because I get asked this question all the time, which is way more than people realize, which is, I'm getting so much exposure on TikTok, there's got to be something wrong with my platforms. I actually had a message from this literally last week, but I get it all the time, like probably 2 or 3 times a week. And so let's just break those down for you so you'll be a bit more informed. So the first reason why you are getting potentially different views and different exposure on each platform is that there is a different platform style. So different platform styles, what do I mean by this? Is that every single platform has a type of style that they prefer. Now, I can go through the styles quite easily with you on this. For YouTube, actually, let's see if I can do a little bit of white, to more sense. So for TikTok, what we want for the style is we want rough. So this is, it's very rough, okay? It's very raw. It's effectively just pick up the mobile phone, talk directly into the phone, and you're bouncing around. What did someone call it? I won't say that because it's probably not very good. But someone said it recently, but it's very close. It looks like you've shot it directly into the phone, and it's not about the polished side of stuff. That's TikTok. Now, Instagram seems to be, with IG, we need a little bit more thought into it. So IG needs a bit more thought. So IG does very well with text posts. So text on an image and some music in the background. So IG is pretty, okay? Can I spell pretty? Is it pretty? I think it is. Let's just put nice. Can't spell pretty as a dyslexic. So IG is mostly text on image, or it can do quite well with just direct talking head. Okay, so as that's going to be IG. We'll talk about the different types of viewer amounts as well and your expectations in a minute. But IG, it could be that. With YouTube Shorts, and by the way, Facebook is going to be the same as IG. So Facebook stuff is... Yeah, Facebook is exactly the same, because pretty much Meta, that's what Meta is looking for when they're doing it. Now, for YouTube Shorts, what they need to be really is mini YouTube videos. And that is where many mortgage brokers aren't doing very well with YouTube Shorts, is because when they take a TikTok video, they put that TikTok video onto YouTube and then wonder why a very poorly shot, because YouTube TikTok videos are rough, ready, pretty crap in their production quality. Doesn't mean they're not hard to make, but it just means that the style they're presented, put them onto YouTube, they don't do as well. They pretty much bomb. So to kind of summarize on the different styles, you've very much got TikTok is rough, pick up the camera. IG is text on image, it's nice, it's pretty. Instagram has always been pretty, and it does very well with talking head videos. As long as you've got good lighting and things like that, it can look very nice. And with YouTube Shorts, they are mini YouTube videos. We're talking B-roll, fast edits. All of that stuff is going to be very good. It's what people have grown to expect on those platforms. So the next reason why it could be different is you've got different audience on different platforms. Again, so the audience type is going to be different on each one. So when you go onto TikTok, for example, there's going to be a different audience than you would have potentially on Instagram. And that is why you might be getting more views, because maybe the algorithm has found your ideal audience for that content on Instagram or TikTok, but not on the other one. And again, it's not as simple as just post it and it's out there and it'll come. It doesn't work that way, because the whole idea of how this stuff works with regards to algorithm is that when you make content, this happens on all platforms, The algorithm is trying to find who the ideal audience is for you. Once they found that ideal audience, they'll push that content to the ideal audience at the volume that the ideal audience can consume it, which we'll talk about in the next point. But because of that means that if you found, let's say you're on TikTok, you know, 1 million+ videos on, as in views on there, you're doing really well, or you do 600, 700,000, then you go on to TikTok and you're getting 1,000, 2,000, or even 500. That just might mean that TikTok has found the audience and Instagram hasn't yet. And that could also be that, so that could be one of the big, that could be a big reason, is that your audience is there and not there. It's no different than to assume that your content will do well on all of them because it does well on one is actually going to be quite naive, because it'd be like going, I'm good on this one, I should be good on all the others. Not really. The audience is going to be different. They're going to be different ages. They're going to be different thought processes. When someone uses Instagram, they're in a different mindset to when they're using TikTok, to when they're using LinkedIn, to when they're using YouTube. There's a different thought process around it. So people's level of consumption is different. So that could be a big reason. It's not going to go too deep into that, but different audience demographic on each platform for the person that you're getting could be quite large. We actually see this quite often where people's YouTube channel, one of my friends, Philip Van Dusen, who's a brand designer and an entrepreneur, he has a big YouTube channel. It's coming up to about 300,000 subscribers. He also has a podcast. His podcast is significantly older in demographic than his YouTube, even though he's the same guy, but the audiences are so different. The YouTube is much younger, the podcast is much older, and again, it's just understanding that the platform, he's done nothing different, the same, pretty much the same content, but it's just a different audience segmentation because that's where they are when they're looking at it. Could be the same with you. Now, the next one to talk about with this, the reason why it could be, is platform maturity. So when I talk about platform maturity, what I mean is the age, how long that platform has been around, and the amount of content it's going to be competing with. So something to look at with this, if there is a new, let's say Instagram, like TikTok for example, when it first came out, it's known for high level of views. So because of that, and that's what it's always been known for. Now the views have come down significantly since when it first started, but it's always been known as high virality. Now if you think about it with any of this stuff, if it is very viral and that content is very viral, because that's what happens when people actually, when people post content, you get lots of views on it, then the level of that view, the quality of that view, or the value of that view, so to speak, is not the same. And that's what we'll talk about in another one in a minute. So, but this usually comes from the idea that the platform itself hasn't hit maturity yet. So if you look at something like Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, that platform has been around for a lot longer. Meta, Facebook has been around a lot longer. They have much more platform maturity. They've got much more data and they've got much more competing content in those spaces, meaning it's much harder for somebody to be found on those than it is on the other ones. Now, it does mean that if you're successful on, and we see all the time, if you're successful on Instagram and or YouTube, then you are going to get, that's the top one. That's the holy grail. That's the best way. Everything else below that doesn't perform as well. Now, don't get me wrong, you can have a wicked business on it on TikTok, but you're going to have to do 10 times more work for the same amount of leads if you're on that platform, because the maturity of that platform is not as high. So you need to consider that, is that if you're, so for example, then if you are on Facebook and you're posting content on Facebook or on YouTube, sorry, on Instagram, 500 views might be fine. That might be equivalent to what you're probably going to get. Don't think that you're going to, that what happens on one platform means it's a direct link to what happens on another. Great example of this is, you know, like TikTok, 100,000, 200,000, 400,000, 1 million views is pretty common. It's not standard, but it's common. If you go to a podcast, if you have 50 downloads per episode, that puts you in like the top 25% of all podcasts. If you got 50 downloads an episode, you can do a six-figure business off of it. That's 50 downloads. And so if people look at the whole thing and think it's all the same because of the level of maturity of different platforms, then you're going to be lost. That's definitely going to be a big problem, which is what I was just about to say. And that's the next part of this, is you don't need millions to be successful on any platform. It's not about that. What's really important is about making sure that you are consistent with your content, not about the views, not about making sure, not about worrying that whether or not all these people are actually seeing it, but actually you consistently putting it out there. And if this type of thing is keeping you up at night and you're worried about it and you're like, oh, my content's not performing as well, then honestly, you probably need to just chill a little bit and start just thinking, okay, if it's performing really well on that one, but not as well on that one, doesn't matter because I'm covering all bases. I have done this long enough now to know that when I first started out, Instagram was my main platform. I'll upload to everywhere. And over the years, it moved to LinkedIn, then it moved to podcasting, then it moved to Instagram, then it moved to YouTube, then it moved back to podcasting again. I don't change where I upload. I don't look at the views. I don't look at the subscriber rates. All I look at is, am I on all of them and covering all those bases? Because if you are covering all those bases, then you are going to do well because it will move. If you're trying to get frustrated as to why the others aren't performing as well as one of them is, you're probably going to keep yourself up at night and get yourself quite annoyed. And the big question to ask yourself here is, who is it really for? Who is the content really for? Why does this thing bother you so much? If it's bothering you because you want to be the influencer and you want to show people that you're really good, then maybe as a mortgage professional or as an insurance professional, anyone who's listened to this who's feeling in this boat, you need to maybe readdress your own kind of priorities and think, actually, didn't you get into this? And this is why I say to you all the time, you got into this to try and generate leads and build a brand for your business to help people, not to generate tons of views online and feel like you're a celebrity, which by the way, it's a lovely thing to feel. It's a dangling carrot and it will come at you. And if you're not fully aware of it, you can lose yourself in it. And I've tried it myself. I've done it myself where you start to go, oh, I've done it on TikTok myself years ago where I started to really throw everything into TikTok. I've done it with YouTube on a separate channel, which did really well, but I don't do anymore because there was no point, because it's who is it really for? That was for me to try and reach a silver play button, to try and prove to people I could do YouTube. I know I can do YouTube. I've had clients do very well with it. I've done very well with it in previous channels. It wasn't about that. And instead, when you reassess it, I was like, actually, I make content to help mortgage brokers and financial professionals simplify their success, level up their impact and income online. And all of that, if it doesn't do that, then it needs to be put into the box and left for another day. And I think that idea of who is it really for is really powerful, because if you are chasing those views, you will lose the sight of why you got into this. Very important to do that. So don't focus too much on the views. So in summary then, when you say, like, what would I recommend to do? There's a couple of things you can do, but realistically, if you are looking to try and do well on all platforms, then you can do context. If you really want that, you need to start looking at context. Can't spell contextually. Relevant content. So if this is you really want to do well on all platforms and you're wondering why, then contextually relevant content is what you need to do. And why is that the case? What do I mean by this? That when we spoke about TikTok being rough, IG being text and image and nice and pretty, with Facebook and YouTube being mini YouTube videos. If you want all of these to do big numbers, then you need to start making all of these individually. You need to start. And I'm not saying you have to, by the way. That's not what I'm saying you have to. But if you want those big views, you've got to start making contextually relevant content about these platforms. You've got to start doing those TikTok videos that you know work really well with rough videos. You then have to start making Instagram videos that are for Instagram and YouTube videos that are for YouTube. That is, if the views are the important thing for you, chances are that's how you're going to have to do it. Now, there is a very small chance that you could be what is referred to as shadow banned. But realistically, very rare are people shadow banned. It's more chances than not the content just isn't hitting the right audience. It's on the wrong type of style, or all of the reasons we said before. Wrong style, wrong audience, wrong platform maturity. It's very rarely that you are shadow banned, even though people will say it is, because that it's an easier win. It's an easier thing to blame somebody else than to look ourselves in the face and go, our content is just not good enough to perform well on this specific platform. Doesn't mean it's not good. It means it's not good enough in the context of the platform you use, if views are the thing you want. But like I said earlier, you don't need millions of views to be successful. You don't need that. You only need very clear and consistent content that hits the right target audience. And you can make multiple six figures off of 100, 200 view posts a day, very easily. Okay, so don't think that needs to be the big be all and end all. So that's today's episode. If you enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe and I'll see you in the next one. Okay, bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.